T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line, Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes and Angelo Morinello, Assemblyman, talking about the governor's budget address yesterday. We'll start with Crystal Peoples-Stokes joining us. Crystal, over the years, we've talked with you a lot about legalizing recreational marijuana. And the governor yesterday saying that he wants to see that included in the budget to make sure it happens this year because he's not too sure it will. If it's not included in the budget. What is your feeling now after hearing what the governor had to say yesterday about the likelihood of that happening this year?
Well, I'm encouraged by the governor's stated willingness to work with the legislature in addressing that and many other pressing issues before the state of New York. And I look forward to reviewing the specificity that will be in the budget documents and hearing from his state agencies and other stakeholders in the upcoming joint budget hearings. As it relates to the legalization of adult-use marijuana, I actually would prefer to see it go as a straight vote, but if it's the way to get it done this session, then I'm open to having that discussion with the governor as well as my colleagues in the legislature.
Crystal, what still has to be agreed to with adult-use recreational marijuana?
Well, as I said earlier, I have not seen the governor's specificity in his document. What we got is a generic presentation. We did receive the budget bills electronically last evening. I haven't had a chance to go into them in detail, so I really can't tell you that. But I tell you, I will go into it with 4 feet and find out what it is and see if there's a room for negotiation or if we are satisfied with what he's proposed.
What are the main concerns of lawmakers on this issue? Does it relate to safety? Does it relate to the amount of money involved? Is it something else with, criminal justice reform? What is the main issue that people have with the legalization?
Well, I think that actually depends on who you speak to, what their experience has been in dealing with the results of the prohibition of marijuana. So, it just depends on who you're talking to. It's a big issue. It's a brand new industry. It's an existing underground industry of $51 billion. And so are there some people who are attracted to the dollar amounts of it? Yes. Are there some people who are just attracted to the social justice aspect of it? Yes. Are there people who are just focused on the public safety piece of it? Yes. And are there some of us who are, interested in all of that? Yes. So, again, it depends on the specificity of what the governor has in his budget, how he's laid it out. There is no question that when there are resources that the state has earned, some of those dollars should be put into the communities and the lives of the people who suffered the consequences of mass incarceration over the decades.
Crystal, the other item that seems to be getting a lot of traction from the governor's budget message is his discussion of the deficit, the $6 billion deficit. Is enough being done to your satisfaction? Do you think that will be covered without having to fall back on local governments?
I do. I think the way the governor presented it, how we can deal with these Medicaid issues without adding additional dollars to local governments is something that was appealing to me. I look forward to delving into it deeper. I would not like to see the county that I live in have to go back to the days when we're paying for growth in Medicaid costs. I like his proposal. Again, there's always devils in the details, but I'm going to go into them with a view that this is possibly something that could work.
Crystal, thank you for the time. That's Crystal Peoples-Stokes. We turn now to Angelo Morinello. Angelo, we'll ask you the same thing on the deficit. Did you hear anything from the governor yesterday that would kind of turn things around, your view on how the state will deal with this?
I'm still a little bit confused, and I'll tell you why. The $6.2 billion deficit seems to be coming from Medicaid, but he's only looking to cut it with this council, $2.5 billion, the Medicaid redesign team, too. And he used some language for the rest of it, which was an unanticipated growth in programs and to reduce growth. And it's confusing, and without looking at the details, but in my view, he did try and attempt to resolve it. But putting a council together, the Medicaid redesign team, and this will be number two, seems to be kicking it down the road for the purpose of yesterday's presentation. My concern is the same as Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes. We do not want any of this to fall on the local municipalities. So I think that we need to look at waste expansion, the type of services provided, because we cannot keep putting it on the backs of the citizens of New York State and of our regular areas. I will have to look at the details. The budget did come out in electronic form last night, as was stated. But again, I have not had a chance to actually go into it, and I will be going into the office as soon as we're finished and start diving into it.
Angelo, on marijuana legalization being included in the budget, what is your main issue with that right now?
Well, a couple things. Number one, they seem to be focusing on the revenue portion of it, which seems to be, we're not going to reduce spending. We're looking for ways to gain more money to spend. But my concerns are, number one, the youth, anyone under 21. Now, I know the bill provides for it, but what I would like to see is some form of a minor penalty for possession under that age. And by the way, I would also like to see that for vaping products. And I'm not talking about criminal liability, but if a youth breaks the law on either marijuana or vaping, they should go in front of like a youth court possibly and have some community service. I'm also concerned about the safety factor and the ability to determine if somebody is driving under the influence. So really it's just the safety net and the focus on the money as opposed to going more on the safety end.
Angelo, thank you for the time. That's Angelo Morinello. Before that, you heard Crystal Peoples-Stokes, both joining us live on the Governor's Budget Address.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.